certified by Momsen and Wolf, a bill for an act relating to demolitions, reserves on fire, and casualty claims on real property located within a city, and requesting an interim study on such reserves.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House Bill 226 by Cassina Shipley and Beringer et al., a bill for an act authorizing the withholding of names and addresses of lottery prize winners.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House Bill 227 by Bossman, a bill for an act creating exemptions from the computation of net income for the individual income tax of amounts paid to a child or dependent care provider, including applicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means.
House Bill 228 by Jacoby, a bill for an act providing for an annual appropriation to the Renewable Fuels Infrastructure Fund.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Appropriations.
House Bill 229 by Jacoby, a bill for an act allowing the formation of certain for-profit corporations to benefit corporations authorized to do business in this state under certain conditions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Commerce.
House Bill 230 by Jacoby, a bill for an act creating the Iowa Job Training Tax Credit Program and including applicability provisions.
First reading bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Economic Growth.
House File 231 by Wheeler and Fisher, a bill for an act relating to elective biblical literacy courses offered by school districts.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Education.
House File 232 by Jacoby, a bill for an act relating to the termination of Medicaid managed care contracts, including effective date provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to Committee on Human Resources.
House File 233 by Jacobson, a bill for an act relating to limitations regarding to withdrawal of a life sustaining procedure from a minor child.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Judiciary.
House File 234 by Jacoby, a bill for an act providing for property assessment adjustment for certain property of persons who have attained the age of 67 years, 6 months, providing a penalty and including the retroactive and unapplicability provisions.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Local Government.
House File 235 by Jacoby, a bill for an act providing for a study regarding the possible establishment of a jail diversion program for offenders and mental illness.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Public Safety.
House File 236 by Jacoby, a bill for an act relating to the absentee voting period.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on State Government.
House File 237 by Gaskin, a bill for an act relating to special minors driver's license for students attending accredited non-public schools.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee of Transportation.
House File 238 by Jacoby, a bill for an act creating a legislative tax credit review committee as a committee of a legislative council.
First reading of the bill is now ready for commitment or amendment and referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Chair recognizes the lady from Scott, Representative Thede, for today's African American history presentation.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen of the House. And if you noticed this morning in your emails, I actually sent you a picture and then also a link to the website of the picture. And I thought if you want to, you can follow along or you can look at that later. I'm not going to take the time to read a whole lot of that because there's too many things, but you can peruse, you know, during the time that that I'm talking with it if you want to. This young lady is very dear to my heart. You may recognize the last name. It is Robin Thede, and yes, I am her mother. But I wanted to talk to you about Robin Thede because, let me say this first. My husband and I, we actually have three beautiful young daughters, and they all have a special something that they do. And each are different, and I'm proud of all three of them. And my last daughter told me to say that. So I thought I better do that. But for today, I'm going to be talking about Robin Thede because this young lady has accomplished so much. And I want to share with you some of the things that she's done. And I'm going to kind of just talk about this from the thing that was written about her. Robin was raised in Iowa, and she became the first African-American woman to be a head writer on a talk show. Robin was born in Spencer, Iowa, and she vote for, and you guys might be familiar with. In 2016, it was kind of controversial. She wrote the 2016 White House Correspondents Association dinner. And that was quite interesting. I got to watch that, and at times I cringed. I'm going to admit that. But you know what? She's who she is. She projects what she perceives. And everything that she does is done with intelligence, a wit so quick you would be surprised. And I think the other thing that really, you know, I'm totally impressed by her because she does this with such ease. Some of the other things that Robin was interested in, just really quick, when she was younger, she worked on a Fox Network in Davenport, and it was called Quad City Kids to Kids. She did that for a number of years, and Quad City Kids to Kids did this. They did interviews. They took, you know, they went to like the zoos. They went to different organizations and just did a whole lot of things that were community oriented. She totally enjoyed that. And so she did that for a number of years as well. Now, my last thing is that she created her own show, and it was called, and I'm sure a lot of you heard of it, was called The Rundown with Robin Thede. Now, that was on BET, so if you don't get on BET, you may not see it. But she did that for about a year, and that was absolutely awesome. But unfortunately, like a lot of these shows, they don't stay very long. And so that show was canceled after about a year. Now, my last thing is that Robin Thede has created a new show for HBO. And it's called The Black Lady Sketch Show. I'm not sure when that's going to air. They're still in production with that show. And they're playing that close to the vest yet. But one of the persons that she's producing that with is Issa Rae. Some of you may be familiar with her. If not, that's okay. If you get HBO, which I don't, I'm going to have to get HBO because I don't have it either. But at any rate, I just wanted to share this beautiful young lady. She has excelled at so many things, and I hope you get a chance to see some of the things that she's done. Please go to the website that I provided for you,